Welcome to the Valley Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Vexus Boats, building dreams with an unequaled passion for excellence. And now, with our hosts, Eric Colson, Don Cleaver, and Ava LaRue.
Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everybody. Glad to have you guys with us. Don, Ava, good to have you guys.
Good to be here.
Hanging out. Good to see. And lots of stuff coming up. It's the show season kicking off. We'll talk a little bit about that. We talked a little bit about the Novi show that went on last week. So lots of big things coming up. We're going to talk about them all coming right up. Hang tight, everybody. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference.
Avid outdoorsmen know that heading to the field without all the advantages, not a good idea. Most importantly, a stable shooting platform. Having the right platform can be critical to success. Field Optics Research is the industry leader, offering the most advanced, lightest, and stable tripods on the market. It's stability you need when that once-in-a-lifetime shot is in your crosshairs. Field Optics, the ultimate tripod for hunting, shooting, long-range precision shooting, spotting scopes, and outdoor photography.
Links to Field Research Optics available on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Good to see you guys.
Yeah.
Kind of back in the saddle.
For this week, anyway.
Yeah, I know. You're heading somewhere next week.
I'm heading southwest.
SHOT Show.
Out to Lost Wages.
You're going to check out the new stuff in the...
Yep. See what's all new in the shooting industries.
Yep.
What's the weather going to be like in Vegas?
Well, actually, it looked like it was sun every day, from what I can see. And highs, you know, 58 to 60.
Take it.
Lows about probably mid-30s in the early morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I'd take that.
Yeah,
me too.
Well,
considering what it's supposed to be today and tomorrow,
it's supposed
to be like -9 for a high in Minnesota. Actually, I'm heading to, you're going there.
Yeah.
When are you leaving on Sunday?
I am leaving on Sunday, participate in range day Monday, and then the show starts on Tuesday, and I hope to... able to
you're squirting out of town. It's kind of like the weather just kind of squirted you right out, because Monday's going to be probably
chilly.
One of the coldest days of the
winter
so far.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yep.
And of course
I'm okay with that,
follow with the Thursday, Friday of last week that were
right
beautiful,
pretty nice.
I mean, and then the bottom falls out,
right?
It knew it was. I'll be skiing on Saturday and Sunday, teaching up at St. Cloud, and then of course next week the boat show is going to start.
So it was kind of interesting. I had a quick little story here. And Ava knows a gentleman by the name of Mike Arturi, who is from our area, and he's the drummer in the Love and Spoonful, that band.
Uh-huh.
And got a notice that they're actually playing in Vegas while I'm down there. So I sent Mike a text today, and he said, well, by all means, stop on by. So I think I'll do that one evening.
Where's that going to be? Where are they playing?
They're going to be playing at the Golden Nugget.
Nice.
On Fremont Street. So, thought it'd be kind of fun. I've only got to see their band once. They play all over the country, of course.
That's awesome.
But it'll be fun.
A little hometown away from home.
Yeah.
That
I was
is...
kind of looking for something to do on one of the last nights, and I thought, wow, that would work out perfect.
No, nothing wrong with that, especially when you get an invite.
Yep.
That's pretty darn cool. Speaking of invites, I'll be at the Minneapolis Boat Show. That starts Thursday, and that's going to be at from 2 to 9 on Thursday. And back in the boat show stuff, we'll be out there with Cheryl Marine and selling some Cheryl props with the River Valley Marine folks at the multiple booths they've got there. We're actually going to have the new V10 prop on the brand new Alumacraft with a 400 on it. The first time they've ever had a 400.
What kind of Alumacraft?
It's a multi-species Alumacraft. Just a bigger boat. I don't. It's a 21, I think.
Is it like
22.
A competitor? Or a...
I don't know. I haven't, oh, you haven't seen got it? Word of it yet. So, but they'll be in the booth down there, and we'll have a Cheryl prop on that. We've got a really good results from the V10 props that we've been putting on various boats, and that's a crazy good motor. My goodness. 10 cylinders, V10.
Well, you know me. With I like to hold my motor in my left hand.
Yeah,
that's probably more than I could hold on to.
Stick steer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I got to have a wheel on. It's called a wheel.
A wheel boat.
Yeah, meaning wheel as in reel.
Yeah, wow.
I got a tiller myself. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
I got one. It's all good. But, yeah, so that's coming up. It's going to be going on Thursday, 2 to 9. It's going to be going on Friday, noon to 9. Saturday 10 to 8, and Sunday 10 to 5. So if you're heading to the boat show, feel free to stop on out. I will be there if you have any questions or you just want to...
Say hi.
Yeah. Shoot the stuff. And
you going to any other sports shows this winter?
Yeah, I'll be heading out to Seattle.
Seattle.
The Seattle show.
Because there's got to be sports shows going, boat shows going on all over the country.
Yeah, they're all over everywhere. I'll be going to Miami. That'll be coming up. So, yeah, there's a lot of them. But it's kind of hit the ground right now and really pushed the pedal to the metal. It's a lot of customer service stuff with it being answering application questions for boat manufacturers. So a lot of good news there. Can't divulge what's happening yet, but we got several manufacturers coming on board now, so it's going to be good news. So we're excited about that. So, you know what's cool? When you go to the boat show, this is one of the things I have to laugh at. Sometimes people go to the boat show and they don't have they haven't really necessarily pre-looked at some of the boats and configurations they want and understand things.
That's why you're there.
Yeah. Well, but the thing is that the boat show is so big and there's so much.
Yeah.
Usually it's nice to be able to narrow down a couple things, get some size thought process. Okay. I want an 18. It's right in my garage or, a 19 or 20, I'm going to bigger water. What I want to max the horsepower? Do I want to go, under the 200 or I'm definitely needing 300 plus. So it, and then the electronics that can be done later. It doesn't have to be done at the show. So just when you go to the show, have a little bit of an idea process and thought process, what you want to do and ask a lot of questions. Feel free to do that. And the best deals of the year generally you'll be coming at the boat shows because everything, whether it's warranty for engines, whether it's special programs for boats, they will all be at that show. So
in this particular show, is it fishing boats and pleasure boats?
Yeah, everything.
Everything from A to B.
A to Z. A to Z. Mm-hmm. It'll be there. So I will be, too, looking forward to it. If you stop on out and say hi, we'll be at the River Valley Marine booth the whole time. So, well, hang tight. We got some cool stuff coming up. We're going to be talking a little bit about crossbow hunters and some mistakes that you don't want to make if you're just picking up the tool. So hang tight. We got more coming up.